Well, hi there, clever foxes. This lesson is all about mailing lists. We're going to go through why have a list, who to send to, why it works, and what to send. If you're not sure, a mailing list is just like an online newsletter that you send out. We're going to go through the details now. Why should you have a list? All of your ideal customers have an email address, which they log into several times a day. Actually, people with smartphones are probably logged into their email accounts 24/7 with notifications popping up. So that actually means that every time they receive an email, it comes to them immediately. That means it is much more personal and direct, and also a really reliable way to get in touch with people. You might be thinking, but what about social media? You know, I have 5,000 fans on my Facebook page. Like, that's awesome. Of course that's awesome, but you don't actually own that list of followers. So Facebook could shut down your page tomorrow. Imagine if you had that many, or like 2,000 followers on Facebook, but you only had 500 people on your mailing list. You've actually just lost access to 1,500 people. And don't get me wrong, Facebook is awesome, but they can shut down your Facebook page very easily. You do one thing wrong by accident and boom, it's gone. The beauty of a mailing list is that you're collecting people's email addresses, and you don't own their email addresses, but you own the list. And at this point, you might actually be thinking, oh my gosh, a mailing list is just one extra thing that I can't cope with. I have to keep up with Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and blogging and everything. Well, let me lay it straight for you. Your mailing list should be number one. Growing your list should come above blogging. Blogging should probably come next, and then all the social media should come after those. Growing your list should actually be your number one priority above everything else, because that is where your sales are going to be made. And I don't necessarily mean that you have a list of your products in your email and people click through and buy it from there. I just mean that you're creating relationships with your customers, so every time you contact them, that's another touch point. And then when you contact them with something to sell, they're much more likely to buy. So why does it actually work? Why does email work better than, say, Facebook or Twitter or whatever? First of all, if people have double opted in, and what that means is they've signed up and then your mailing system has emailed them saying, are you sure you want to sign up? And they say, yes, confirm, subscribe me to this list. So they've double opted in. What that means is they're actually really interested in hearing from you. And if people follow you on Twitter or Facebook, they might be interested, but it's very easy to do that. You kind of just click the like and then you forget about it. And of course, with all the Facebook algorithm stuff, you don't know when your stuff is actually being shown to those people. But when they double opt into a list, it means that they've taken the time to let you into their inbox. And this is actually really valuable. It also means that they're much more likely to engage. If you just tweet something out, It could reach a few hundred people, but how many emails do you think a busy person gets in a day? Let's say someone gets 75 emails in a day, like that's kind of a lot. How many tweets do they see a day? Well, how many tweets go in their feed a day? It could be hundreds or thousands, depending on how many people they follow. So, of course, an email, it's still in with all the other stuff that they're getting, but there's a lot less clutter. And that's why people actually guard their inboxes as well, because they don't want all that clutter in there. What this means is, because they're really interested, when you actually reach out to them, they're much more likely to engage. I think I already said that. The way in which mailing lists work too is much more personal. You can personalize the experience for your reader. You can include their first name, you can include anything else about their subscription, so when they signed up or anything like that. So you can start your email as, hey, Michaela, how's it going today? I noticed that you signed up on this date, and did you want to maybe check this other thing out as well? When you treat your mailing list as a VIP list, it also makes people feel really special. So you shouldn't be sending out the same content to every single platform. Your newsletter should receive content that is special, and that will actually make them feel special. So if you have a discount voucher, do one especially for your newsletter list. You say, this discount is only for you guys who are on my newsletter list. Enjoy, 20% off, blah, blah, blah. So you might be thinking, okay, that's all well and good, but who do I actually send it to? Well, you can ask your current customers to sign up to your list. and let them know that there'll be future specials and deals and stuff like that. So that will get them interested. You need to incentivize it. You can ask all your future customers to sign up. Maybe if you have an online form where they're clicking purchase, you can also integrate a little checkbox that says, yes, please sign me up to the newsletter. You can get your website visitors to sign up with opt-in boxes on your actual website, and this works really, really well, especially if you have a little freebie or a discount voucher to be able to give away for them, again, incentivizing them to join up. You can ask your social media followers, tell them that they're going to get special information that you don't post on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram that is only included in the newsletter. The main thing is here that you don't actually want to try and grow your list just for the numbers. It doesn't matter if you have 10,000 people or 500 people. What matters is that they are genuinely interested in what you have to offer. Otherwise, your messages will be falling on deaf ears. And especially when you're getting in high numbers for your mailing list, it starts to cost a bit of money. So you don't actually want anyone on your list who's not interested, because they're going to cost you money every time you send out an email. So what can you actually send out to people? You can send out personal and business updates. You can send out special discounts or sales, notices about events or workshops. And my best advice is don't copy and paste full blog posts. If people can find your all your information on your website, you don't want to just copy that into an email and send it out. The best thing to do if you want to point people towards your website is maybe tell a different little anecdote that you haven't included in the post, and then link to the blog post, so that will send people through that way. Another thing people ask is how often to send, and that's really completely up to you, but I would say a minimum of 2 times a month. A good amount is about once a week, but that is actually a lot of content to have to try and come up with at the beginning. So once you find your stride with once a fortnight, then you can ramp it up to once a week. The main thing is your customers want to know, like, and trust you. Sending them a regular email update forms a connection, and then when you interact with these people, it grows a relationship, and this will make it much more likely that they'll want to buy from you in the future. So what do I use and what do I send? I use MailChimp. It's free for under 2,000 subscribers. It's really easy to set up and use, and it integrates easily with WordPress, which is what I use for my website. There's loads of other mailing list platforms that you can use, and they all have their own pros and cons. The best thing to do is probably just either look through each one and compare, or just pick one and use it. It's really important just to get started at this stage. Now, what I send out, I actually send out 3 different topics. I do something called segmenting my list. So my list is made up of sort of 3 groups of people. People who are interested in workshops and events at the Makers Hub, so generally people in Canberra. Then I have people all over Australia interested in business and blogging with a crafty bent. And then I have people who are just interested in hearing about creative ideas, DIY tutorials, things like that, not necessarily related to business or blogging or Canberra, because they could be all over Australia. So what I do is segment my list and send out 1 of each of those per month. What you need to do now, you need to set up your own mailing list. You need to invite past customers to join, and you need to send out your first letter. I want you to actually do that in the next couple of days. So right after this video finishes, go down to your tasks and complete those tasks. Jump onto whichever mailing list platform you decide to use and just set up an account. And away you go. So that is it for mailing lists. It is a very brief introduction, but I really wanted to get in and let you know how important it is to start your list early. It's definitely a non-negotiable, so let's get going.